From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org, Editor-in-Chief, with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. I'm recording this on Monday, March 23rd. Certainly want to express to you my hopes that you're safe and that you are able to find safety for your loved ones and family members during this pandemic. And of course, it's appropriate that my podcast today is on the COVID-19 pandemic and several papers related to it that I think are informative for cardiovascular practitioners. I'm going to review a study that looks at the clinical course and risk factors for mortality in adult patients who acquired COVID-19 in China, and then a paper looking at coronaviruses and the cardiovascular system in general, and what we've learned from some of the previous epidemics that we've had with similar viruses. So the first paper was published very recently in The Lancet, and the study questions were, what are the clinical course and risk factors for mortality in adult patients who have COVID-19? And this comes from Wuhan, China. The authors did a retrospective cohort looking at patients over the age of 18 who had confirmed COVID based on testing. And the study period was essentially the month of January. And they studied patients both who were discharged and those who had expired, looking at demographic, clinical treatment, and laboratory data from their EMR. And they used both univariate and multivariate analysis to assess risk factors for poor outcome. Overall, they had 813 adult patients during the study period. After they reviewed all of the records, they excluded 613 who remain hospitalized or were not confirmed to have COVID-19 and ended up with about 200 patients. Of this group, 54 patients died and 137 were discharged from the hospital. The median age was 56 years, and the range was great from 18 to 87 years. Comorbidities were present in roughly half. 30% had hypertension, diabetes about 20%, known CAD in about 10%. As you know, the most common symptoms of this virus include fever and cough. Fever was present in 94%, cough in 80%. And the majority, 95%, received antibiotics, 21% received antivirals. And the median time from illness onset to discharge was long, 22 days. And the median time to death was also long, 18 and a half days. Roughly 17% required mechanical ventilation, of whom all but one passed away. Extracorporeal membrane oxygenation was used in 3 patients, and none of them survived. Common complications included sepsis in almost 60%, respiratory distress syndrome in about a third, heart failure in 23%, septic shock in 20%, coagulopathy, which has been described in almost 20%, and acute cardiac injury based on troponin in about 17%. When they did multivariate analysis looking for predictors of mortality, older age, higher sequential organ failure assessments, the SOFA score, and an elevated D-dimer at admission, those were all predictive of poorer survival. For survivors, the mean duration of viral shedding was 20 days. So this is a retrospective cohort study of hospitalized patients with COVID-19, and it showed that advanced age, higher SOFA score, and elevated D-dimer were the multivariate predictors for death in adults with this significant problem. And it also showed alarmingly that the time of hospitalization and the time to mortality were long and obviously consumed massive resources from a point of view of a hospital. The second paper I want to go over was a study just released last week, and it's in the European Heart Journal. It's a brief review of coronaviruses in the cardiovascular system. And there's some key points from this nice review. First, the respiratory viruses that are associated with epidemics include influenza, severe acute respiratory syndrome, that's the SARS virus, Middle East respiratory virus, that's called MERS, H1N1 influenza, and now the coronavirus, COVID-19. Cardiovascular complications of influenza, you know, include myocarditis, acute MI, probably because the virus releases things like IL-6 that can destabilize plaques, exacerbation of heart failure, and of course, all of these contribute to mortality. The SARS virus can cause hypotension, bradycardia, tachycardia, cardiomegaly, and arrhythmia, and cardiac arrest, as well as subclinical diastolic impairment and systolic dysfunction, as seen by echo. typically this reverses on complete recovery. MERS has also been associated with acute myocarditis in at least one case report. COVID-19 studies suggest that there is an increased risk of myocardial injury as measured by troponin I, and this is probably somewhere between 5 and 20%. Acute cardiac injury is seen in about 7%, 9% have had shock, and arrhythmias are present in like 17% or so. Patients who have heart failure or coronary disease are certainly at increased risk for plaque rupture secondary to the viral inflammation, again, probably through a mechanism of cytokine activation. Plaque-stabilizing drugs like statins certainly probably have some benefit, although unproven in this scenario. Coagulation is important, and clearly inflammation can ramp up procoagulant effects, so antiplatelet and anticoagulant therapies are being used, especially in patients who have high D-dimer levels who are not bleeding. Cytokine response seen with all of these viral infections is likely to mediate multi-organ damage and failure. It's unclear whether the risk of cardiovascular disease persists for long, and clearly the overall outcome is often influenced by whether or not there's multi-organ failure. We see evidence of myocarditis. We see evidence of cardiovascular collapse. There's evidence, of course, of ARDS, renal hepatic failure, etc. And the cardiac manifestations of this virus are clearly profound. There's much to learn, and certainly in our nation, much to gain in terms of finding effective therapies and, of course, a vaccine. We're fortunate to work in a nation where if you harness all the power of our scientific community, we have a shot at least ameliorating part of this pandemic and hopefully stopping it in its tracks. I wish all of you safety and health. This is Kim Eagle giving you this week's Eagle's Eye View. Thank you for listening.